Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As we approach Labor Day holiday weekend, it makes sense to review the actions of the federal government this year to generously pay people not to work and rewarding them for having a low income from labor. Perhaps the most eye-opening documentation of the damage done to the economy by paying people more money to not work than to work was an experiment conducted by the U.S. government from 1971 to 1978 in the cities of Seattle, Washington, and Denver, Colorado. This experiment, called the Seattle-Denver Income Maintenance Experiment, or SIMDIME, documented that for every extra dollar of welfare payments and subsidies provided to low-income persons, the beneficiaries reduced their labor and earnings by 80 cents. In this experiment, the federal government provided even more generous packages of welfare benefits to low-income residents in Seattle and Denver. The objective was to find out how recipients would react if they knew that the government would guarantee their subsistence no matter how much people would or would not do for themselves. The most obvious finding was that a guaranteed annual income heavily discouraged people from working. The results also found that the greater level of welfare benefits, the more likely that poor and low-income people would fall deeper into long-term poverty. Further, it increased intergenerational poverty. Psychologically, when people depend on government rather than their own efforts for their financial well-being, their life satisfaction fell. The extra generous benefits of March's CARES Act that paid many people more cash to be unemployed than they would earn from work discouraged millions of workers from returning to a job. Similarly, this year's federal and state deferrals on tenants paying their rent, former students paying back their education loans, homeowners on making mortgage payments, and similar actions have also discouraged people from seeking or returning to a paying job. America became the most prosperous and benevolent nation in history because people worked. When we lose sight of that while celebrating the bounty earned from labor, this nation will decline. By the way, since we celebrate labor, wouldn't it also make sense to celebrate the entrepreneurs who create the jobs for working people? That's it for today. Enjoy your Labor Day holiday. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.